Now, every Friday morning, I like to do something a little bit different, perhaps give you a little bit of insight into another hobby you could take up and a pastime for your weekend. Oh, Otis, we love you. Anyway, in the past, we've looked at pottery, we've looked at bushwalking, and I thought, I know nothing about fishing. I know absolutely nothing about fishing. So many people from all walks of life around the world, they love it, you know, to relax, to challenge themselves, to excite themselves, to get something for dinner. But before you head off in chase of Moby Dick, what are some of the basics? What are you going to need to do before you get out there with your lures and your tackle and all the rest of it? Anyway, joining me on the line is Scotty Lyons. He runs Fishing and Charter Company, Fishing Sydney. G'day, Scotty.
Morning, fellas. How we going?
Good, good, good. All right, Scotty, first things first.
Yep.
I don't know anything about fishing. I'll put it out there. I'm one of those unfortunate people. Every time I've ever gone, nothing seems to bite.
What
do we need to know if we don't know anything and we want to get out there, we're keen to do it? What's the first thing we need to know?
Okay, well, I've been fishing all my life, but when I run charters weekly, I always have a game plan. So I think a game plan's a good starting point.
Yep.
So number two is work out what species in what area you're going to catch.
Mm-hmm.
So whether it be a brim or a flathead, or if you're up north, it might be a barramundi or a mangrove jack or a jewfish or something like that. So you have a bit of a game plan. If you're heading offshore, it might be kingfish, marlin, tuna. You know what I mean? So
you got to know your fish.
Yeah, exactly right. And have a bit of a game plan.
All right.
And then my main recommendation is if the weather's fantastic, if it's a beautiful day, go fishing anyway. I mean, it's a lot better than sitting at home watching telly or outside cutting the grass, isn't it? So get yourself out there and have a go, you know what I mean? So you're halfway there if you're on the water, and you're a chance.
All right, so let's say you're in Sydney and tomorrow you go, bugger it, I want to go fishing. So you head to your local fishing shop, you buy yourself or you hire a rod. Where do you go here in Sydney without giving away your secret spots?
Okay, well, I fish in Botany Bay. I run charters in Botany Bay.
Yep.
And I run charters offshore. If you're looking for a land-based spot, there's a lot of spots around Botany Bay itself with inside the bay that are quite protected. You could try over near Yarra Bay Sailing Club. There's a lovely rock wall over there that you can fish off. You've got numerous wharfs that also available to fish off, at Cooks River and also down in the San Susie area.
Yep.
And also there's some good rock walls along the Brighton Beach area, and you can fish off the beach down there is another good area. So there's numerous of spots you can land base. You don't actually need a boat to fish.
Yeah, and what kind of fish are you looking at in those areas?
This time of the year, you've got probably trevally and tailor are two species that are around at this time of the year. That's what we seem to be catching in Botany Bay at the moment.
Yep.
And also, too, there's some good flathead around. I landed a couple of nice flathead this week. On soft plastics, very close to the shoreline, actually, and you could quite easily catch them from the shore.
Okay, so let's say you go down to Botany Bay, Scotty. You've got your rod that you've hired from your local tackle shop, and so you cast off. What are you going to need gear wise besides the rod?
Oh, look, a general outfit for that style of fishing. You'd probably look at a 4,000 bait runner from Shimano. That
right.
would be a good starting point. It's not the bottom end of the range. It's a mid sort of area in the range and not that expensive. And that
you're talking about
it, good reel.
That's the reel, the
that's
rod.
The reel,
yep.
So a bait runner from Shimano, about a 4,000. That's a nice size. You can spool that up with sort of maybe some 6 kilo Snyder mono would probably be sufficient for most species within Botany Bay.
What's that? Is that the lure?
So that's a line.
The line, okay.
Yep. So some 6 kilo Snyder.
Yep.
In mono. Probably stay away from the braid if you're new to it until you get yourself established with what you're doing.
Uh-huh.
And then the rod to that, you'd probably look at a 3 to 4 kilo rod to match.
Right. Okay.
Would be ideal. That'd be a good little combo to get yourself started.
Okay.
Probably in around about a sort of 2 meter range.
Okay. And so do you need weights?
Well, if you're lure fishing, a lot of the soft plastic lures come with a weighted head.
Right.
Okay, if you're bait fishing, depending on the area you're fishing, and then that comes down to, looking at the circumstance. Are you fishing on sand? Are you fishing over weed? Are you fishing across rocks? And that sort of stuff. If you're fishing across rocks and stuff like that, you might want to use a little float so it doesn't get snagged on the bottom.
Oh, okay.
If you're fishing out onto the sand, there's a lot of current, you might need a sinker to hold it on the bottom into one spot so it doesn't run left or right.
Uh-huh.
So there's a lot of scenarios you have to look at.
Yeah, right. And yeah. So you've got your rod, your reel, all that kind of stuff. You perhaps got your weights or your floaters, yep. whatever you need. What kind of bait do you want to be using? If you're doing land fishing here in Sydney, say in Botany Bay, what kind of bait's good?
Oh, look, I mean, you can't go past your prawns, your Hawkesbury prawns or your school prawns. They're probably a good starting point for most people. You can be a bit adventurous and buy bloodworms if you want. Bloodworms are a fantastic bait, but they are a little bit expensive, but they're a great bait as well.
So you can't just go and get a roast chook from Coles and chuck that on the end?
Actually, funny enough, chicken is a good bait.
Oh, really?
Not roast chook. It's got to be raw chicken.
Right.
And we catch a lot of fish on raw chicken.
Really?
Yep.
There you go. Fish and cats,
so whether
both
you're
love
the breast or the thigh, and you can add a bit of parmesan cheese to that and a bit of garlic.
What?
That flavours it up, and the brim love that. And then you can take it home when you're finished and fry it up for the kids.
Oh, you beauty. Oh, I love
leftovers.
It. If you just joined, I'm here with Scotty Lyons from the fishing charter company Fishing Sydney. We're talking about your fishing spots in Sydney. So you reckon? I reckon Botany Bay sounds pretty good. How busy does it get down there, Scotty?
Botany Bay's pretty good. Weekends, if it's nice weather, there's a lot of boaties out on the water. But shore base, there's plenty of spots. Like I said, you can find your own little spot and be away from everyone else.
But
the most important thing in New South Wales, if you are going to head out fishing, the first thing you need once you've bought your gear and your tackle out, you do need a fishing license.
I was going to say, how much is the license?
License is not that expensive. I think it rounds out to about, it's $7 or $8 for a couple of days or something like that. And it's around about $25 for the year, I think.
Yeah, right.
You can buy a license, I think, about $70 for about 3 years. My license that I've got being commercials all combined in one. So you're looking at about $25 for the year.
All right, no worries. So let's just recap. What do you need? You need to go to the tackle shop. You need your rod, your reel, your line, possibly some sinkers or some of those little plastic
hooks
floaters.
And sinkers. Hooks if you're and fishing sinkers. Bait.
Any specific hooks you need or just whatever?
Oh, look, normally a number 4 long shank is a good way to go if you're fishing for your brim and your whiting.
Right.
That's a pretty standard hook. Or I use a number 1 9555B mustard. That's my preferred hook.
I believe you because that sounds to me like something you
that's
you
the hook
cook
I've
up.
Used all my life.
Yeah, righto. Okay, so you're out there Botany Bay. You chuck it out. Is there any particular real good technique for throwing out your line?
Look, probably the easiest one I can say for everyone if you want to get out in the water and just do a bit of shore based fishing, head down along Brightonley Sands, buy yourself some soft plastics. Have a chat to your guy in your tackle shop. Number 1, he'll give you some tips and tricks. And just walk along the beach casting and winding. So all you do is cast out and you wind back in with little flicks of the rod tip. So you lift your sinker up and down off the bottom.
Yep.
And that makes that soft plastic look like a small prawn or a little bait fish and flathead are all over that. And you work your day walking along the beach. Just don't stand in one spot. You've got to take yourself to the fish by moving along the beach front.
And that's
quite effective.
Okay.
Yeah. And you don't need a lot of gear. So rod, reel, handful of lures. And pretty much your fishing license, of course, and away you go.
And away you go. And a silly hat, of course. That seems to be...
Yeah, make sure you're up on your size limits and your bag limits as well. I mean, flathead have got a size limit of 36, brim a 25, trevally a 30, tailor a 30. So these are the things you need to know. And most tackle outs shops and places will have information on that as well. Well, you can jump online. There's plenty of information online through the fisheries website.
You beauty. Well, Scotty, it's been a pleasure talking to you, mate. If people want to check out your charter company, what's the best way to do it?
Yeah, look, the best thing to do is jump on my website, fishingsydney.com.au.
Yep.
We've got a fantastic YouTube channel as well. It's got like 160 different clips on all little tips and tricks on fishing.
There you go.
And that's on the hook and the cook.
Good stuff. All right, well, Scotty...
Okay, the hook and the cook on YouTube, and that'll help a lot of people out.
The hook and the cook on YouTube. Mate, we'll have to head out soon and get some of that parmesan garlic chook, all right?
Yeah, it sounds good.
All right, mate, thanks so much. That's Scotty Lyons there, who runs fishing charter company Fishing Sydney. So there you go. Head to your local tackle shop. The bloke will help you out. Cast out, and you need a little bit of garlic parmesan chicken. Was he being serious? I think he was.